from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Y'all got stories where y'all got a little closer to neighbors? Y'all met some folks y'all ain't seen before?
Nah.
You ain't done it? What?
I'm not...
Right,
you're a
lover.
That's a
you're
long a, story on my end.
A long story. You got more than one neighbor.
You couldn't even get a fence argument settled, Tyler.
Oh, I got it.
We got a fence argument settled.
Oh, I settled
already.
It.
We have one leaning between me and a neighbor.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy. Usually,
we got to knock
the two
out.
People just go, yeah, we'll split the cost. Let's knock it out.
Split the cost, but we were able to find a nice deal.
I got a grumpy old boomer on one side of me, like that texture in the first segment, and I got one really different kind of fella on the other side. It's very interesting dynamic. But anyway,
he
proceed.
Said a different kind of fella on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, we walk around, you come out and say, hey, man, you know, ask the dumb questions. You got any power? Nah.
How'd y'all fare?
How'd y'all do? Hey, see people cleaning up? We were sitting at the house yesterday, making a little breakfast, doing a little something. We got the generator outside going. We get a ring of the doorbell. Of course, Bear went ape. And
it's Tuesday morning.
Yeah, Tuesday morning, yesterday. Opened up the door. It's a lady there, Judy. She said,
is that my boy Ron?
She didn't say that, but she did say, oh, I saw you all have a generator. I have not been able to charge my phone for a day. I just want to be able to get it.
I need you to describe this lady for me.
I will.
I need you to describe
she said,
it.
I can't look at you.
I can't even take you serious the way you're talking. Like I'm over here going.
I just need to get a little juice to let my loved ones know that I'm all right. He said, oh, Judy, come on in. Now, Judy.
Come on in, Judy.
Now, Judy, Judy's roughly 5'2". She had very, very baggy jeans. She's a ginger.
Very baggy.
she looked like she was in need of
she was in a rough spot.
Fresh cleaning. I mean, she looked like all of us, sweating bullets. But she was in need. That hair hadn't been really touched. She looked like she looked like the type of person that is probably 10 years younger than you think she is. Like you spot her and say, well, Judy's every bit of 62. And she's probably in her early 50s.
Okay.
Maybe late 40s. She's like she's lived a hard one, or maybe it was just a hard day. But Judy came on in and Tyler hit it. She needed somebody to talk to. Judy's been cooped up there and she let it go, baby. And we're sitting here and we're like, oh man, no, take as much time as you need. Like Courtney's like, you want some coffee, some water? She go, oh, I'm not gonna take up anything else. I'll just use your charger. And mind you, so we got all the stuff powered in the living room kitchen area. So the kids, they're watching teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. By the way, if you were wondering, don't throw away that DVD player. Don't throw away them DVDs. I found that sucker up in the storage. We ain't used those DVDs since we moved here. But we got a slew of DVDs. These kids are watching. They're watching movies and stuff. Got this thing hooked up so it came up big. So they're watching a movie. And Judy, she's just like, yeah, I've been here about 20 years. I moved here with he's my boyfriend at the time. We got married, but now I'm just alone, just recently divorced because somebody got a little handsy with the secretary. Nicholas.
Oh, whoa!
Nicholas, Lauren, Trey are sitting right here on the couch. They're right. About 10 steps. You know, you've been to the house, Clint. We're at the
island.
We're at the island. The couch right behind the island. And you know Trey, he's deep in her mouth. Just getting every word of it. He is looking at her, staring at her, getting every word from her. But she said, yeah, I got a little handsy with the old secretary. Yeah, so I moved here. He said, yeah. She said, yeah, from Gainesville, Florida. I took off to Gainesville for a couple of months just to get myself together. And guess what? That broad was living in my house.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Hey, this is 8 minutes.
Judy is lonely.
This is 8 minutes.
She needs to talk to somebody.
Because the what led to it, she asked me a question about how does the generator run? And then she moved into, I've been here about 20 years and just recently divorced because somebody got a little handsy with the secretary. I started to say, Judy, was it you? Hey man, I'm telling you, boy, that I mean, I died. And you know, I'm in here trying to. I can't laugh in her face, so I'm trying to hold it together. I'm covering my mouth. I'm thinking about trying to think about other stuff. And Courtney's behind her, just giving me looks like, my God. And I see her say to Ronald, Trey, watch the movie. Okay. Because he getting every word of her. Oh, Gainesville. Oh, Judy from Gainesville. Judy's nice, man. She came up. She was so.
She been back since?
She was. Well, Courtney told me she didn't. She had just knocked on the door to get a little bit more charge. She came up, but Courtney. She was so nice and appreciative. She said, here, if I. Because she just left her stuff up there and went back. And she said, can. She said, I just want to give you guys something. You know, she ain't got power. So she handed us a gallon of whole milk and a half of cantaloupe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.